Good trip from Bushwick, raised amongst these and the wolf click. Real champ, bro. G.I. Joe in the sand, yo. Then he disappeared with the camo. Make full of bold jingles and sambos. Dance on the screen like the hand I'm on a brando. Get it straight, I'm a champ on the damn pro. Put a long bullet belt for the ammo. Deep flow to the amps blow. The man coke with a hole on my knee like a banjo. Power move, power tool for the sour tools. Spin the whole head around like a hour tool. Give him well to heat from his cell and D. It get hotter than hell to breathe. Don't play dumb, nigga, you know, numero uno. Boy, bully shit like Pluto. Heavyweight, I'm a sumo with Kumo. Two with scroll, quick little Cujo. John Wick shit, John Doe, who know. When the stomach growl, nigga, howl at the moon, though. Dude is over, hump for Red October. Blow it up like a supernova.
Come on now, my people.
As a plane, no of us from the will and the word I became. I emerge from the flame, void and darkness, no light, no earth, no terrain. Born of flesh in a harsh environment. Life is sin, written with an iron pen. Same streets they be dying in. Nathaniel, just like Daniel in the lion's den. Age of the rampage topic, last day's prophet, x-ray optic. Novelist of the gossip, should have had Luke gossip through my biopic. Ran with some Miranda fellas like men for Venezuela. Mac 10's on the teller, no pen and teller. Hilly yells coming from tied up men in the cellar. Doc came from his elders, put tracks on the arm of a young Cinderella. Put her on the track, she gon' do what I tell her. I'm feeling stripped like a seizure selva. Priority pass, seats from the Delta. Steve Luke and Zelda, mystery cheese like it with magical keys and Zelda. Was on a Wellington with no hamburger helper.
Dirty Basement Radio, all the way live, coming at you from the big city. DJ Sincere holding down the MIC. Setting it off with some more exclusive music, something brand new. All right, some different sounds that's hitting the industry right now. I just finished listening to Silver Skylark featuring the legendary Kool G Rap. That joint right there was called Power Move. All right, coming at you as always, bringing you the newest, freshest music as always. Nobody else but Dirty Basement Radio. Yeah, we're here once again on this afternoon. Poured out rain here in New York City. All right, it's cold and it's wet, but that's all right. We're going to keep it heated and we're going to keep it real hot right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to everybody that's on the check-in early. All right, you know I got a bag full of treats for y'all today. Got a whole lot of music in store for y'all today. All right. Let me get situated and settled in myself. All right, a lot of stuff is going on, all right, in the music industry. A lot of stuff is going on out here in the world of politics and such. All right, we just finished wrapping up. All right, Black History Month just closed out. All right, we are in the month of March already. Man, can't believe it, man. This year is zooming by at a steady, steady pace rate. We got to catch up on a couple of things. We've had a few fantastic guests over the past month. If you've been missing it, you have definitely been missing it. But not to worry, not to fret. All right, we always have the archives available, and you can always catch us on your favorite podcast platforms. But big shout out to some of the fantastic guests that we have had in the building over the past month, including Elder Sensei, all right, including Cosmo D from the legendary Nucleus, including all right, the legendary Aguilar, all right, artist and producer extraordinaire, all right, some of the people that we've had in the building over the past couple of weeks. Make sure you go back and check the archives of Dirty Basement Radio for all of that, for all of that.
Dirty, dirty,
dirty. Yeah, that's where you need to go. That's where you need to be. All right, just check out those things that you may have missed. But like I said, I got a whole bag full of treats for y'all today. All right, and, you know, I'm going to try to take it easy. I'm going to try to take it a little bit easy. But there are a few things that are definitely on the mind, a few things that we haven't had an opportunity to get into. So you know we got to get into it today, right? You know there's a few things.
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Now, we're not done. We're just getting started. We're just getting started. Definitely some things that's going to be going on. I see my dude, Mr. Roy, in the building. Let's see what's on his mind right now, right now. Mr. Roy, what's a good word? What's going on in your neck of the woods? What's happening with you?
You already know who it is when you hear that sign of how it's going down. Mr. R-A-A-W, I heard you mention my letters. You said we're taking it easy. Two letters. That's what we're doing. Huh? We forgot about how that was a great. That was a great interview. We're going to talk about we had a lot of crazy interviews in the past month or so, and it's been looking crazy, but unfortunately for New Yorkers, it is beautiful out here in the land of the sun of the old people, Miami, the glitz and the glamour, whatever you want to call it. It is a nice day out here. I had to turn the AC on, not bragging, not boasting, but it is a nice day. So we are enjoying a nice Saturday, but what else to be enjoyed but a wonderful day in the dirty basement, the university, where you get some jewels, where you get some things. I think there were some things I sent you that I wanted to touch bases on. I'm going to go back and look at them when we're going to the musical break. But there's some crazy things that I said, man, me and Sense got to talk about this because this is ridiculous. I can't believe that happened. Or, you know, so I got to remember when I sent it to you, I want to get myself geared up. So when it's time to rant and talk about it, man, we got something to talk about. You know, it's exactly what it is when you see it out here in the world and people be like, yo, people really do that? That really happened? Yes, indeed. That's exactly how it's going down. So whatever's being talked about in your neck of the woods, hit us up. 563-999-3050. And you know exactly what we want to do when we get open and it's time to talk about the subjects. I like to get engaged. I like to hear about it. Because, you know, we educate you guys, but you guys are educating us too also. If you're telling us about things that we don't know about, now we're aware. So, you know, it's always a good place to be on a Saturday. I'm chefing up right now in between. I was working on some things before, but I'm in work. I'm in work mode, but I'm here now on radio mode. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here. Two letters. Easy.
All right, well, that's what it is. All right, hopefully it'll be easy on the air, at least musically, you know, but you know the topics be heavy. I see what's on Mr. Roy's mind, some of the things that he may want to put on the table a bit. But, you know, we got to get into some of the things that have been in the mainstream news, some things have broken through the consciousness. And, of course, like I said, we just finished wrapping up Black History Month, so I definitely got to review some of the foolishness that has gone on as it relates to black folks in this country. 563-999-3050 is the call. Number if there is anything that you want to, you know, put on the table, some of the things that may be on your mind that you want to speak about. In the meantime, let's keep it banging right now. Got some more heat for y'all, some more heat. We're going to keep it real hip-hop right now. Let's keep it real, real hip-hop. Check this one out. This is Team Demo featuring Sky Zoo, Planet Asia, and Waz P. Got some heavyweights on this joint. This is Questlove Bounce.
Jabbo stuck. If I pen a verse, I pen a hearse. That's how my you swung low. This ain't last piece, still hung low. Still can play a cypher and unload. Turn heartbeats into drum rolls. Ain't nobody hold me down yet. Make some better shit. Catching up to me is trying to check your stick. Tell them, Yogi.
When I pop this song, Quest Love, grab the stick.
Where hate to be you, drums beating like a HBCU. Homecoming, dome shot winning, by a long shot it's no running. My mole might flip, bitch, where you think you going? PA, I'm on the table of contents. Bonkers with the blow, but if you on, it's some nonsense now. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. Avenue block, building the Broadway. I'm smoking till the roaches is gone. I write rhymes like a rapper, diss me. But one of y'all approaching me wrong. Hyo Silver set the graphic. Dealing with the math quick. Swift and changeable. Satellite radio, smash it. Since about a flat bush, we rolling up the campus. Metal gun, crack action, Mitchie Slick, Atlas. Make your mother wish she never had kids. When I pop the trunk and have Quest Love, perform one of his classes like.
When I pop the trunk, Quest Love, grab the stick. A wrong move, bring it to your chest like Vic. Funky drummer break holes like 36. When I pop the trunk, Quest Love, grab the stick.
Funky drummer. They want me to go away, but it's just too late. They want me to turn down, but I'm just too great. Plumber with the Mac 10, all up in my cool case. Cook with the clip, turn your brain into bouillabaisse. Fine dining, hot coke in the fine china. Hustle hard, then fill the closet with designer. I don't see a sign of any one of you rhymers with your invented persona. Shoes and cars rented, I'm positioned with armor. Take your life like a serial bomber. Dream me do it for Allah. I do it for money and product, that's the truth, your honor. For a couple dollars, I make your corner hotter than Ghana. Bullets facing your block, littered with cases and copper. Fix the pipe for a fee, she weren't basing it proper. She stopped copping from the ops, she weren't lacing it proper. Cats keep rapping with me, I keep paying for coffins. They keep laying with Hopper, the stick spray in the sock.
When I pop this song, Quest Love, grab the stick. A wrong move, bring it to your chest like Vic. Funky drummer break holes like 36. When I pop this song, Quest Love, grab the stick. Funky drummer.
Solomon Child, what it do, baby? Let's work.
Let's work.
Yo, niggas wanna be like the God, wanna see like the God. Yo, they ain't fucking with you, ace, man. That's word to the gods that I remind them of the gods. And I move like the gods, been amongst freedom of law. Yeah, I built with the gods. Shorty said, I love you, God. I love you back, ma. Westside Highway, and I'm knocking that fly guard. Go Mar, Oz, Dubar, free boom. That's the God, we stuck mud holes out of jump. Shorty screamed at the gods, come in peace, prepare for war. The motto of the gods, though we ain't supposed to drink, pop bottles with the gods. If you play with the God, you get sprayed by the God. PLO rap type, hello, you wagball. One of them gods from the 90s, the camouflage gods. The gold grill, nappy hair, method man gods. Been on the block 3 days, I gotta go and change God. You know me, Starks and Wives was burning the block God. They gave birth to the God, so I look like the God. They like, go shit, big brother. I'm like, yeah, that's the God. Air it out, smoking guns, throwing smoking maces. When the gods in the building, you should see they faces. This the matrix, good weed is never tasteless. Boom bapping on the track, we back to the basics.
I'm just saying, today's mathematical
indeed. Hold on,
they envy the gods. Deep down, they jealous of the gods.
Right.
Cause they baby mamas wanna smash the gods.
Right.
Wifey wanna touch on the gods.
Jump.
They watching the gods.
Right.
They scared of the guard.
Right.
Shitting in their pants when they see the guard.
Right.
Sucking they chain when they see the guard.
Right.
Don't let them fool you, baby. They don't talk tough to the guard. Ain't no flexing on the guard. Emotional motherfuckers, crybabies, scheming on the guard.
Right.
Bottom line.
Right.
Ain't enough tip in this world for these cowards to want smoke with the guard. Bottom line. I am legend. I am God.
Yeah.
Air it out.
smoking aces. When the guards in the building, you should see they faces. This the matrix, good weed is never tasteless. Boom bapping on the track, we back to the basics.
Yeah, do yourself a favor, accept no invitations. The best in the building is on the MIC. The God is in the building, all right, on the legendary Dirty Basement Radio Show. Yeah, you are definitely in the right place. I've been being way too nice on these folks. Alright, a lot of folks is out here, and you know, some of them is in the circle, some of them, you know, is within the orbit, you know what I'm saying, and you know, this is Dirty Basement University. We do a whole lot of teaching, a whole lot of schooling, but we also give out a whole lot of situations and opportunities, you know what I'm saying, and folks have a tendency to think erroneously, mistakenly, that we all exist on the same level, but we really don't, you know what I'm saying. There are indeed levels to this. And, you know, situations and circumstances will avail themselves to me. And, you know, sometimes I'll give those opportunities or express those opportunities, you know, to the folks at large. You know what I mean? And it's not all the time that folks are able to take advantage of those situations or those opportunities because we really don't exist on the same level. All right, and it's not that I expose anything, but, you know, when given those opportunities, people have a tendency to express maybe a desire and a willingness, but not necessarily an ability to take advantage of those same situations. All right, we are all not the same. 563-999-3050. All right, I see my brother Priest in the building. Let me get him connected and see what's the good word. Priest, what's happening with you? Priest, you
what's going on? Peace, I'm cooking dinner. I was on the mute because I'm in here happy. I'm making spaghetti with tofu and vegetables. And I got people eyeballing me, man. So I'm going to be all right. How you doing, Pastor?
All right. Why are the people eyeballing you? Why are they eyeballing you, Priest?
Because I'm making spaghetti. You know, I make the vegetarian spaghetti around this part.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Okay, so they, like, got their eye on the pot. They're looking at the pot. They're like, you know, Priest is in there chefing it up. He got the best pasta in that part of D.C. That's what you try to tell the people? You got the best pasta going down in that part of D.C.?
I'm just saying, in this part, and I ain't saying I'm the best, but I'm saying, well, once you eat this way, you ain't going back to what you was eating. You ain't going back to eating that. Okay,
I got you. All right. We got Priest in the building. All right, the vegetarian chef is in the building. He's also a fantastic host here on Dirty Basement Radio. You can catch his show airing not once, but twice a week. All right, on Mondays, it's the Listening Room Philly, and then he follows that up on Fridays with the Listening Room DC. All right, now we had a real spirited conversation this past Monday. All right, so big shout out to Priest for letting me take over the show a little bit. Big shout out to River Fox for being in the building, also participating in that conversation. So I make sure y'all go back and check out the archive. Sometimes I pop up and I make a guest appearance, so to speak, or I just lay in the cut sometimes and enjoy the vibes that go down in the Listening Room, whether it's in Philly or D.C. We're going to keep this music going right now. We're going to go back to Mr. Raw in just a minute. But, you know, like I was saying a little bit earlier, man, folks, you know, a lot of folks, you know, that have been, you know, in the circle, you know, over the years, I'd have tried to, you know, even though they were in the circle, you know what I'm saying, sometimes they were, you know, looking at things with that side eye. They were looking at things with that side eye. They wasn't looking at things straight on. They weren't always necessarily the folks that they presented themselves to be. And they tried to come in the circle and try to, you know, try to get the energy, try to get the vibe, try to get the source. but you don't got the recipe for the sauce. All right, you can only get the, you know what I'm saying, you got that sissy sauce over there, you know what I'm saying? You got that sissy sauce. you ain't got the recipe. You can't chef it up quite like me. We're going to throw it back with this classic to illustrate the point. One of my favorite joints from the legendary Snoop Dogg. This is Doggy Dogg World.
We'd like to welcome y'all to the fabulous Carolina West. I own them, my motherfucker, and my name is Tata. Y'all nigga know who I am, y'all nigga tan up shit. But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight. Put your hand together for Snoop Dogg and Dogg, the Dogg Pound, and the Fabulous Dramatics.
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I'm hearing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow. But it ain't no thing to see my nigga Coolio put me up on the game when I step through the hill.
You know, some of these niggas is so deceptive, using my styles like a contraceptive. I hope you get burnt, seems you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack paddywhack, I still got the biggest sack. So put your gun away, run away, cause I'm back. Why? Hit em up, get em up, spit em up now. Tell me what's going on, it make me wanna holler cause my dollars come in ozone. Known for the break off, so take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my motherfucking hoes. Speaking of hoes, I get to the point. You think you got the bomb cause I rode you a joint? You's a flea, and I'm the big dog. I scratch you off my balls with my motherfucking paws. Y'all's niggas better recognize and see where I'm coming from and still eat side till I die. Why X, why? As the world keeps spinning to the D-O-double-G. Why? Well, if you give me 10 bitches, then I'll fuck all 10. See my homie Snoop Dogg sippin' juice and gin. Don't slip, I'm for the set trip to get paper. Styles vary, packin' flavor like lifesavers. Ain't that something? Talk shit and I'm dumpin'. I had your whole fucking block bumpin'. Don't sweat, protect the technique. I'm unique like China. You never find a bomberama than this nigga behind you. So peekaboo, clear the way, I'm coming through. 1, 2, 3, you can't see me. I'm a G like that, strap with hit hard tactics. A fucking menace using hoes like tennis rackets. It's on again, it's on and popping. All I see is green, so there ain't no stopping. I wanna see some panties dropping. I'm coming from LA, she used to chill with Dre up in Compton.
All I ever could do was use that hoe.
I'm dishing out blues, I'm upsetting like bad news. Cut off khakis, French braids, and house shoes. Corrupt the name, so I'm off for catching slugs. And I smoke weed for the fuck of it. Rough and rugged shit. It's unexplanatory how I gets wicked, but it's mandatory that I kick it. Check it, I'm running hoes in 94. Now must I prove it, hoes call me sugar. Right for the way I be sticking and moving. Prepare for a woe, it's on. I'm headhunting, hit the button to light shit up like Red Jones. Peep the massacre from a verbal assassin. Murdering with rhymes, packing tech nine for some action. You really don't know, do you? You fucking with a hawk, you can't do me. I'm going out loony like Oak Dog.
The Dog Pound rocks the party
all night long,
till we
the early morning.
It don't stop and it don't quit for us. The Dog Pound click to drop the cabbie dope shit.
Jiggy these ass out of the motherfucking cup once more. So grab a seat and grab your gin, the juice and tackle the fluff. I flip flop and serve hoes with the fat dick. Till I die, I'm still screaming that.
Bitches ain't shit.
Now I'm the Mac Daddy, Hattie. Not known about the city where I'm from. Dumb diddy dumb as your groove to the gangster shit. The D-O-double-G, the P-O-U-N-D, the gangster click.
Now as the Pound break it down with the gangster funk. I could see and I could tell us what the fuck you want. So I legs up the chronic so I can get high. I promise I'll smoke chronic till the day that I die.
It's a dog, it's a dog, it's a dog.
It's a doggy dog world.
Just cool.
I used to say this a lot, but I stopped. I need to start saying this again, so because some people seem to have forgot. Support the DJ, and the DJ will support you. All right, that's the way the game really works. But a lot of people got this game twisted up. All right, and it's been twisted up for the past couple of years. You know what I'm saying? With the past quite a few years now, with the you know with the onslaught of social media and you know TikTok and all these other kind of things that you know for quite a while now, a lot of independent artists have thought, all right, that because of these different mediums, these different platforms, you know, that they could do it without the DJ. And, you know, it took a long time for them to realize and to come to the understanding and the realization that it really doesn't work like that, because TikTok is not playing your record, all right? Facebook and all those other entities are not playing your record, all right? And if you're trying to get some revenue, you know, they're not really giving up a lot of revenue. So how are you going to get to where you want to be? All right, you got to get your notoriety up. You have to get, you know, your level of visibility up so the people know who you are inclined to maybe support you if they like it, what it is that you're doing, and they connect with you as a person, if they like you. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's important. It goes beyond the music because, you know, it goes beyond the music. But in order even just to get to that point, you need people like me. Because the bottom line is, if the DJ is not playing your record is not getting played. All right? If we're not playing it on the radio, if we're not playing it in the club, if we're not playing it in the street, at the park jam, at the block party, at the festival, all right? All these different places. If we're not playing your record on the mixtape, your record is not being played. Y'all can't do it without us. And now that's being more and more realized.
Hey, what up, people? This your boy, Rod McCoy, coming up out of Alabama, representing AHE, Audible Hustle Entertainment. I just want to show some love to the big homie DJ Sincere, man, out here on the Dirty Basement Radio Show. This the man right here showing the most love to the indie artists. And most importantly, he dropping knowledge on us, man. If he ain't dropping it, he brings somebody else on the show, and they going to drop it on that ass, you know what I mean? So big love to the homie DJ Sincere. Gone.
Listen up, cause y'all can't
do it.
Like a,
do it.
It's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music. I blend in
Rock.
With the music. I don't think you get it. I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music. My version of me is different from what y'all see. The voice through the speaker, the image on TV. I'm top tier. Your thoughts should matter, but your thoughts don't matter. My vision is clear. Yeah, I give them octane. I'm like fuel as you move through the lane. Downshift, the momentum never change. And everything I do is monumental in the game. It's factual, nigga, you pray for the fame. I'm natural, you did something strange for the change. Fire from long range. My accuracy is insane. Flagship for the game. OG respectable. Vintage, limited, nigga. Collectible. My aura's unfamiliar when I'm stepping through. Alone, but I feel like a wrecking crew. You know how I feel.
Eyes on the prize.
Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't, like a,
it's
a whole different vibe, you niggas collide with the music, I blend in
Rock.
With the music, I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music, shit, I'm fly with the music, you understand what I provide through the music, yeah, your best vibe for the music, my handle is upscale, praise for the frequency, when you discuss fine wine, mention me,
yeah.
Fabric imported from Switzerland and Italy,
yeah.
The perfect blend between now and then chemistry,
yeah.
I'll make your favorite artist nauseous and bow willingly or contemplate suicide if he ain't feeling me. You kidding me? Hacks the greatest, who's the greatest? No influence from the latest. I'm in a different zip code. We ain't neighbors. I bust rhymes.
Flip mode.
They can't take us. I'm generation threat. They can't break us. I ain't about to crumble folk shit. I ain't got to be humble folk shit.
They can't shake us.
You lames know my position in the game. I'm legit. Oh, I'm as dope as it gets. And now I'm focused on what niggas represent. Follow the script, don't get hit.
Eyes on the prize.
Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't,
do it.
Like a,
do it.
It's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music. I blend in
Rock.
With the music. I don't think you get it. I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music.
Dirty. Yeah, I have to say some things. Got to say some things. Some things definitely need to be said. All right, this industry is a mess. All right, and the reason why it's a mess and having to go undergo this cleanup. And make no mistake about it, it's definitely undergoing a cleanup. And I've been trying to tell y'all this for months and months. All right, what was going on? But we're seeing it. In the different music that's being released, the different sounds that's being released, and what's really being pushed forward, in these record pools and on your favorite radio stations, all right? The music is changing, the sound is changing, the industry is making the adjustment, all right? It realized once again that it was time for another laxative, all right? It was time for another flush out, all right, you know, some of the staleness, all right, and some of the things that are clogging up the industry, and that's definitely going on right now, all right? If you want to stay abreast of things, if you want to stay ahead of things, if you want to stay aware of things and be put in the best position, all right, to win in this current climate, then you really need to be paying attention. I really need to tap in, all right, with myself and the folks that I'm affiliated with, because, you know, we're on the inside of this, and we be trying to tell y'all what's happening, but, you know, you independent artists are so hard-headed, all right, you know, we've been in this era of, you know, do-it-yourself music making, and it's really done nothing but make a mess of a lot of what's out there. 563-999-3050. Let me get Mr. Roar back connected. He said he had some things that he wanted to talk about, so let's see if he got that organized. All right, Mr. Roar, you ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I was, you know, I do my daily scrolling on social media. You know, there's a lot of different social media, and sometimes, you know, it's addictive, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's good. You learn things, and, you know, sometimes the information is wrong, too. It was funny because I looked at where they said a couple of people passed away on a certain show, and they were putting wrong people on the show. So that was just something that I wanted to touch on. It was funny that they labeled certain artists for certain places, but if you don't know no different and you don't know any better, you're going to believe the first thing that you see. So I said that to say this. It doesn't always mean that all the things that we are engulfing on and seeing on social media is direct and actual factual. It's not the truth. You know, I know for a fact that what they were saying was wrong. But I was looking at social media, and they were showing us technology that you know, China and Japan and these places that's way above us and way ahead of us, we're just looking forward to seeing that thing is going to come down our direction and what we're going to do when we have to utilize it. So, for instance, it was showing, you know, everybody knows the traffic cameras that catches you when you walk past the light, or, you know, they have it where it's motion sensor now. They'll catch you jaywalking. Now, the whole thing why this is different now, they said when they catch you jaywalking, it automatically creates a file for you. Of course, it's going to send you the picture and tell you that you jaywalked, but it is going to take some of your credit away. And you're going to have to not only just pay a fine, but you could, and or maybe even go to jail terms, but it'll stunt your credit score. It'll create a problem for you to even go and purchase something if you jaywalked. And I was like, wow, you know, if that's the case, there's going to be a whole lot. And if you don't show up for court, the warrant comes out for you and you get to go to jail instantaneously without even having to try to say, but I forgot that I had a court date. There's like no excuses. We sent you an email. We sent you a letter dating it. And we sent something to your phone. So you can't say now you never got it unless you're going to say you didn't have a phone, you don't got no email, you ain't got no way to reach it. Man, they're not playing. And it's getting to be more intelligent. More and more you look into it, the stuff that they're doing that they got already implemented in their town, in their country, it's going to come over here. It's going to be chaos over here. You know how many people I watch jaywalk a daytime? You don't mean people. So what if you just jaywalk and then it takes away your credit score? It reduces your credit score in case you're getting ready to buy a house, buy a car. If you ran across the street real quick, you jaywalked. You ran right back across the street to go pay your meter for your quarter. You know, you went across the street and you said, oh, I forgot to put the money in the meter. And you go right back, jaywalk real quick. Now you got a ticket, plus your credit score gets damaged, and you're getting looked for. They can lock you up. So much comes with that. I'm like, damn, that back in the days, a jaywalk is a jaywalk. Now, don't jaywalk. Bottom line.
Okay. All
did
right.
You
go, well,
did you know about that?
I did see a bit about that. Now, I do know now they do have, I think we do have to make a bit of a distinction between what we know as a credit store as it relates to money and what I think they refer to as social credit, you know, as it relates to your ability to move about the society and engage in certain kind of activities. And I think that that's the credit, and I put that in quotes, that they're referring to, you know, that you won't be able to, you know, engage in certain type of behaviors, you know, it may be, you know, you'll be locked out from playing your favorite video games, let's say. You know what I mean? That's something that you won't be able to do if you lose certain social credits. But, you know, just like laws in general, it seems like it's definitely intended to, as a control mechanism, as a behavior modification mechanism, you know, to get people to comply in different kind of ways. So it's a possibility. You know, they do have a tendency to, you know, to roll these things out in other countries. And, you know, to see how the population there is going to, you know, accept it, if there's going to be any kind of, you know, pushback or blowback or any kind of protest, you know, when they do go about trying to implement those, you know, different kind of policies. So, you know, I guess we'll definitely have to see. You know, I think the American citizen, you know, is a bit more unruly and then citizens in some of these other countries, and I would imagine that there would be a certain level of pushback from that level of attempted control and invasiveness and you know everything along those lines. But definitely something to keep an eye on, Mr. Roar. All right, anything else on your mind?
And another thing that I noticed, you know, as a parent. When I'm, you know, on the upbringing of taking care of our kids, you know, you always want to say that you want to do better for your kids than what you had, and you want to give them more, and you want to even maybe spoil them to a degree. But I seen a little young lady, 16 years old, and for her 16-year-old birthday, she got a Tesla and $1,600, and she was in an outrage. Was upset, nasty, disrespectful, and damn near get ready to have a temper tantrum because you got a Tesla and $1,600 for being 16. I was like, what the hell is that? First of all, that car, you getting that car is a up, you know, and then you got $1,600 that you could blow. I said, this was some ungrateful, and it's a young black woman. And I was like, man, first of all, your parents, you know, if they're not living above their means, they got to be doing something, and they're going to put themselves in debt for somebody who's ungrateful. And after she cried, they went back to the car dealer and turned the Tesla in and got her a Benz like she really wanted it. I was like, yo, she would have got no car. She would have got four more hundred put on that 16, told her have a nice day because you're going to need it for all the Uber rides and Lyft rides that you're going to need, DoorDashes or whatever, because I'm not going to buy you no car. I was like, I can't believe the outrage of the attitude of the young girl. And I was like, who's your parents? Oh, I didn't want to disappoint her. Oh, my God. Oh, all right, we'll take back the Tesla and go get her this Benz that she wants. I'm like, that type of spoiling ain't coming from me. I'm sorry. And that was it was similar to that on my Super Sweet 16. Though that show had some things that these kids were getting that as a grown-up I still never got. And they didn't appreciate it. You got to watch what you do, cuz that's going to ruin their future when they get older. The expectation.
Agreed. Yeah, definitely agreed. Definitely agreed. You know, just the expectation, you know, that they're entitled to these kind of things for whatever reason. And, you know, I saw what you're referring to. And, you know, I found myself wondering, you know, if that had been a son, You know, would he have, you know, gotten that kind of treatment with the, you know, for his, you know, 16th or 18th birthday or whatever the case kind of be, or is that kind of, or is that the kind of treatment that, you know, because they didn't seem like, of course, you know, it's not on a reality TV show, but just looking at it, just so it didn't seem like they were the kind of family that were, you know, excessively rich. You know what I'm saying? They could have been well off, or they could, this could have been something that they had planned for, that they were going to treat their, you know, daughter for her sweet 16 in this kind of manner. Sometimes you look at stuff on social media and, you know, you think it may be a skit or that it could have, you know, that kind of bent to it that, you know, maybe they're, you know, doing this, you know, for the gram, as they used to say. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of this kind of stuff, I have a tendency to take it with a grain of salt, whether it's really real or not. But even if it's fake, a lot of times, you know, these skits or these reels do illustrate a point in terms of, you know, different type of behaviors that people engage in that other people, you know, on the other side have to interact with. You know what I'm saying? So if you go out there in the world and this is the kind of energy that you're putting out there, this is the kind of attitude that you have, you know, they call these people Karens, you know what I mean? If you have that Karen type of mindset and kind of energy, you know, the other folks that are around, you know what I'm saying, that have the misfortune of having to encounter you, this is what we encounter. This is how we experience you, you know what I mean? And, just like you saw on that video, it's a very, very ugly experience. All right, 563-999-3050. Big shout out to all my area codes in the building. All right, the independent artist best friend is definitely in the building. I got some more new music for y'all. Let me see what I got on deck right now. I think we're going to flip the style just for a little while. All right, I got a joint. Now, I had this in the bag the other week, but somehow it got stuck down at the bottom in the corner. All right, so I didn't have an opportunity to play this joint when I was supposed to, but I got to play it right now. Brand new music, all right, and this is definitely a banger right here. All right, haven't heard nothing from this young lady in a while, but she is indeed timeless. Oh, my God, looks as beautiful as ever. All right, the beautiful, the lovely, the talented Maya is back on deck, and this is definitely a heat rock. This joint is called Anytime. Yes, young lady, you could call me anytime. Dirty Basement Radio, remember where you heard it first.
Don't be anxious.
more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Nobody breaks more records than I do. Remember where you heard that first? That was from the legendary Maya. Yeah, you heard what I said. That joint was called Anytime. All right, Dirty Basement Radio giving you all the heat always. All right, big shout out to all my area codes that are in the building, my 754s, my 202s, my 973s, all right, my 951s, all right, my 920s, my 706s. Oh, 706s in the building. All right, big shout out to the great Ben Buttons. All right, popping in. We got to get him connected in just a bit. All right, going to keep this music going. 984, I see you. I see you. Hold on tight. We're going to be on the airwaves right after this joint. All right, another joint that you heard first right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Once again, nobody breaks more records than I do. That's why you always got to tune in to the Dirty Basement Radio show. Brand new music from some legendary artists right here. Eric Sermon alongside of Salt and Pepper. Back to the party. Let's go.
Rock Walla, Eric Sermon, Salt and Pepper. We taking it back, yeah, way back. Block party, back in time, Mark Jam. Y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? Relax your mind, set your conscience free. You're now rocking to the sounds of S&P. Back to the party, back to the fever, back to the rooftop. Showstopper money, we pulling up in the new drop. New in the dougie to the bar for a few shots. World going up again, parties on every block. Taking it back and you know we ready. Summertime, hot night, sounds of the city. No more lockdown, throw the confetti, time for flex. Yeah, I'm Betty. Dance, bounce, roller skate. And please grow up, y'all too old to hate. I control my fate, cut my own check. Yeah, I control my pay. Back to the party. Is in order. Take you back to the days when the Latin Quarter used to pop off, the whole city was lit. Dom P filled my glass, not crisp. The DJ's only spinning the hot shit. S&P still continue to drop hits. Ladies say ow, fellas say ho. Now we're here, 2024, let's go. Hands in the air, it's a brand new year. Ain't you tired of the tears and living in fear? I promise you, we about to go up and fade it. If you come to party, let me hear you say hell yeah. From the dance floor to the lobby, we gon' take it back to the party.
Definitely another banger right there, that Eric Sermon and that Salt and Pepper joint. All right, back to the party. Definitely heat. All right, let me get back to the telephone lines now, as promised. 984, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's happening? 984, you're live on the air. Talk to me. What's good? I look like they might have got distracted a bit. All right, let me go to this 706 area code. All right, 706, Ben Buttons, what's happening? Long time no hear from.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, where am I at? Okay, 706. Okay, I thought that was somebody else. I got a familiar area code with an unfamiliar voice. Talk to me, 706.
What's up? This is girl, honey. How are you?
All right. What's happening with you? What's going on, honey?
Oh, not much. Just trying to, push my single, All Mine, that's out there. It's on all social media platforms, and I'll be performing it in my city on the 18th. And I also have an interview on a Hot Magazine radio show coming up, which I posted that. I believe that is on the 15th. And, we're just trying to get things popping and everything is going in a good direction.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Now, I know, Mr. Bossman over there at your label had sent me the record,
right,
but there was a problem. Yep, over at Ascot. But there was an issue, unfortunately, with the file. I let him know that. But he never got back to me with another version of the song. So unfortunately, I did get the song, but my system did not allow me to upload it because it indicated a file extension issue with that particular song. So I haven't been able to get that from him to this date. So maybe you could, you know, give him the elbow and maybe move him a little bit along and say, you know, Sincere needs that song. And, you know, you need to, you know, get me booked over there on the Dirty Basement Radio Show, you know what I'm saying, with DJ Sincere and everything that he got going on, because you know I got the longest reach, all right? Big shout out to, you know, everybody else. Big shout out to everybody else that's out there doing their thing, but they're not me.
Thank you. How you been doing?
Oh, I've been doing, you know what I'm saying? We keep it popping. We keep it going at a steady pace rate. We definitely appreciate all the support coming from, you know, the folks over at Ascot Records. You know what I'm saying? Bitch it out to you. Bitch it out to Boss Hog. Bitch it out to the Nightingale. We do have her song on deck, so we will be able to play one of your label mates' music here in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But make sure that you,
yes,
like
amazing.
I said, make sure that
Nicole
you.
Amazing.
I'm sorry?
I just said Nicole is amazing. She's really good. I love her voice.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Definitely a fantastic artist. So, you know, hold on tight. You know, I was actually considering doing our first official edition of Go or No today. So I might just do that. Got a few joints on deck, so as an artist yourself, I could definitely, you know, use your ear and get some, you know, feedback from you in regards to some of these records that I'm going to play in just a little while. So we got that coming up, so hold on tight, honey. Definitely appreciate having you in the building. All right, let me try to go back to that 984 area code and see what's happening with them, see if I can get them connected. 984, you're live on the air. What's happening? What's happening? Are you with me?
Hello. Am I still here?
Yeah, there
Hello.
You go. You're live on the air.
Shadon!
All right, Shadon, the God of Sound coming through. All right, that's a good word. What's good, my brother? It's been a minute.
Now, how are you, sir?
All right, doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Definitely salute to you with some of the new music that you've been dropping. You know, we've been spending a couple of joints, one joint in particular. We give a lot of airplay to here on Dirty Basement Radio, that I kick ass joint. You know what I'm saying? I love that record, brother. I love that record.
Oh, man, thank you. I appreciate that. That is rest in peace to my man Granddaddy IU. Forever. One of the best brothers I ever met. One of my influences that made me the MC that I am today, along with Mikey D, along with Chuck D, along with Rakim, along with Kool G, along with KRS. I want to make sure that always we are here. We've been here. And the sad thing, Granddaddy IU, oh, my God. I had to make that record. That record made me feel good.
Well, that record is definitely on point. It is definitely on time. Yes, definitely rest in peace to the legendary Granddaddy IU. I had pleasure of knowing that gentleman also and being able to have him on, you know, and having him on these airways at one time, you know, once upon a time. So, yes, definitely rest in peace
to
that gentleman.
That's why I love talking to you, because I'm actually talking to someone who knew, you feel what I'm saying? And it's a New York thing. I mean, no disrespect to the other regions and states in the world, but New York, we did this. This is us. Rest in peace, GU, no doubt.
Yeah, so now, as far as that song in particular, that, you know, that single that I kick ass, that was the inspiration for the song.
Oh man, if you listen to his album, he has a song on there called I Kick Ass, and the bass line was incredible. It was one of those things when I was a youngin that the bass line was incredible, and then he said I kick ass, and then he was talking like he was talking to you in the street, like an old head just telling you, listen, I kick ass. And it was just explaining to you that you don't have nothing to do here. I run this block. this is what it is, and he spoke old school shit, and it needs to be addressed. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. A beautiful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I got K-Swiss in the building also, so let me get her connected. Hold on a second. All right, there we go. K-Swiss, how are you?
K-Swiss. I'm good. How are you, CJ Sincere, Mr. Raw, everybody? Sincere, I just sent you an email with another song from Sedan.
Mm. Oh.
It's called
okay,
I'm
okay.
Still Standing.
I got new songs? Oh, shit.
Okay, got a bunch of new stuff that he don't even know about.
I didn't
so
know
must
I
be
had
brand new.
Oh, man. Yo, I just be happy to do music, you feel me?
Exactly. You.
Now, is it like a new project that you got out right now? Is it like a new project that,
yes,
you know, that
yes,
you're currently...
Yes, sir. This is a new project. This is a new project because it had to happen. I grew up in the hood. I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in all of it. And I'm not a drug dealer. I'm not a thief. I was a kid that just went to school and got beat up by public school kids. All I wanted to do was exist. But then I became an MC. And I understood what goes on in the world. I'm a different breed. And I've been trying to talk for years, and they said, you're too old to do this. No, I am an MC. I am what I am supposed to be. And now the truth comes out. And now everybody says, yo, I know what he's talking about. Oh, shit. I understand what he's saying.
Okay.
That's
definitely,
what happened.
Definitely. Well, we're going to get ready to get into this song right now.
Yo, you don't want that, though. You shouldn't play my record. You shouldn't play that.
I shouldn't play it? Well, I'm sorry, brother. You got to play it.
Don't play that record. Oh, my God.
People need this record in their life.
No, no. You know what?
Yes, they do, brother. I'm sorry, brother. They need this record in their life. We've been playing this here for a minute here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we got the
This is the man on Dirty Basement Radio. Don't ever listen to Dirty Basement Radio anymore. Don't do it.
All right. Well, if this is about to be the last time that they're going to tune in, they're definitely going
to
get an earful.
Don't ever listen to Dirty Basement Radio. They would don't stop listening to Dirty Basement Radio.
I love Dirty Basement Radio.
No.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I guess this is what happens. This is what happens when you're the independent artist best friend. This is what happens when you give them that nonstop heat. This is what happens when you give them that real hip hop. I even upset the artists themselves. All right, so Dan the God said, we're just having a real good time here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we got K-Swiss also in the building now. I have to put Sedan on timeout for a minute, but we're going to bring him back, K-Swiss. We're going to bring him back in a minute.
Thank you. And hopefully he hangs on and does the yes or no segment. I love that.
All right. All right, no doubt. Definitely got a couple of guest judges in the building today. All right, so we're looking forward to having a real good time. And I still got some things I got to talk about, but in the meantime, let's get into this song. All right, we can all identify with this one, I do believe. But then some folks, this might upset them just a bit. This is Sedan the God of Sound. He's in the building right now with us, and this is I Kick Ass.
We're going to start the meeting, everyone.
Hey, they're going to start the meeting.
Pull your chairs together.
Man, I'm going to get a good seat.
All right. All right, let's begin.
Hello. My name is Sedan, the God of Sound. I'm a hip-hop artist.
Hi, Sedan. Yeah, my problem is, we started this.
Yeah.
We started this with, you know, the sweat and the tears and the blood.
Yeah, no
trying to make this hip-hop
work.
Make it work. And now Listen to it now.
Whoa.
What the hell is that?
Damn.
Either they mumbling.
Whoa.
Or they talking about killing everybody.
Oh, man.
This doesn't even make sense. This is not what hip-hop was supposed to be.
Yo, calm down.
We had rules to this shit.
Okay, all right. Damn.
You respected your elders and you sat down when you needed to sit down.
True.
And you laid down when you needed to.
Right, right, right.
But now it's just out of control.
Wow.
Yo, my man. Yo. You might have to be the one that brings it back.
Why are you encouraging this nigga?
You know what? You know what, Smitty?
Yeah.
I think I will.
Bounty Hunter, Sedan, the Garden
Sound. Thank you for letting me share.
Southside Queens.
There's Queens in the building.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
What?
D.C.
Yo.
Sedan, the Garden Sound.
From under.
Rest in peace to Granddaddy I.U.
No doubt. No doubt,
Queen.
I can't
ask. Fuck keeping it real, keep it raw. Freak against the gods and we can go to war. Lay them on the floor and we coming through the door. I'm hard to the core and we know you want more. Cook up the rocks, hip on the drop. Hear the guns popped in the jail cell lock. I sit on the porch and drink away the pain. It's all the same, cause it's all a game. What's my name? It's Lovers and Fighters. And you're running out of fluid just like crackheads and lighters. Keep it quiet before the riot. People live in the hood in the ghettos and deny it. Innocent bystands, clans and real man. Crews with money in hands, 100 grand. No gangs and don't slang games, but they keep it grimy. Keep the 32 and real niggas behind me. I spit the truth to the youth in the booth. I'm really catching guards on the loose. You damn by association, fuck your reputation. Reason complication, get the translation.
For my niggas, for my niggas, for my niggas, for my niggas. I kick ass. For my niggas, for my niggas, for my niggas, yeah.
I wanna shine like the sun do. Play cards you dealt when you're born in this jungle. But some do, they rise above the rest. Or be a wolf, pack a gun and wear a vest. I pass the test, I ain't afraid of death. But taking my last breath when the guard punched the ticket. I choose not to live wicked. But my finger itches, dirty bitches scheming on riches and doing dishes. Thinking it's Christmas, we see sex and snitches. It's stupid stitches, cause then it's so vicious. Dead witness, hip-hop god and kingpin. At the funerals, I'm sing most hits the ring. I got that East Coast swing, my Southside persona. Avoid the drama, that good marijuana. All gas and premium on the premises, medium. In the condominium, putting condoms in your women, friends. Count the 10 or push 10.
Yeah, it's me again.
It's me again.
I kick ass. My niggas, all my niggas.
My real niggas.
For my real niggas. I kick ass. Yo, so it's for my niggas. For my real niggas. Uptown nigga, I kick ass.
Yeah, for my niggas, my real niggas, my real fucking niggas.
Chris Bowman in the building.
Yeah. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist, best friend. All right, we in the building doing the damn thing. You just finished listening to Sedan, the God of Sound. That joint is called I Kick Ass. All right, quickly becoming a Dirty Basement favorite. We got the artist in the building right now. All right, he's in the cut right now. You know what I'm saying? I think, now, I was planning on it. All right, I was planning on it. All right, so I guess it was definitely meant to be. I got a few joints in the cut for this first official edition. All right, of Going No for this 2024. Now, we've done a couple of one-offs, you know, a joint here, a joint there, but we haven't done a full edition of Going No yet this year, so this will be the first one. Got a couple of joints that I want to get a little bit of feedback on. So, Mr. Roar, all right, our first edition of the year, all right, of Going No. First official edition, I should say. You know what I'm saying? You ready to, you know, brush off some of the rust, ready to get the rust off?
As we should. Peace and salute to everybody who's on the panel. We definitely want the more the merrier out there trying to help us to judge this music and show them what real hip-hop is all about, according to the God of Sound. Salute. And, you know, we're going to still listen to Dirty Basement, even though we're going to play your song. So don't worry about it. And I'm glad that you're here to help us judge.
All right.
So I'm ready.
All right.
When you
now
are.
Keep in mind. All right. Now keep in mind. All right. That you know, we do this go and no. All right. While we are on live, but the Dirty Basin Radio Show is a syndicated program. So you'll be able to catch this on various platforms in various markets around the country and also on your favorite podcast platform. So you do have the benefit of having a number of listeners being able to, you know, hear your song and at least get familiar with you to a degree, should they like your joint. So we're going to get into that right now. Just after everybody's in the building now, you are welcome to play along, all right, before, you know, we do this official intro. If you're too shy for the telephone, you can hit me up on my social media at DJ Sincere _ Dirty Basement. That's DJ Sincere _ DRTYBSMNT. If you're too shy for the telephone, all right, let's get ready to get into this first edition of 2024 of the Go and Know.
Yes, indeed. This is Mr. RAAW. We are officially, yes, bifishly, more officially, yes, officially bringing back the, you know, the songs, the music, the integrity, the heart, the thick skin, the show, Go and Know. Well, you can send your music to DRTYBSMNT, MP3. At AOL, please do us a favor and label it right so we can read it, so you don't got Sincere there fumbling, jumbling how to say the word, and tell us the name of the song, and, you know, we can give you a good intro and let us know what we're going to get ready to listen to. We all know everyone is welcome to play this game. Send your music in. Anybody from the major leagues to the independent, send the music in. Any genre, it does not matter. Do not have to censor your music. You do not. You can send it in Spanish. We don't know. You might be saying Dirty Basement is the illest. Hey, that's what we want to hear. Just send it in. And anybody on the telephone line can help us judge this music. 563-999-3050. So all we ask is that you say go or no, and maybe a little description of why you say go or no. But if it gets down to the wire where we have to do it quick, a go or no will be sufficient. We do not, I repeat, we do not listen to these stuff ahead of time. We don't set them up as a gag reel because it sounds crazy. We don't know what's going to happen. So when you hear it, it's exactly the way they sent it to us. So here is the first edition of Go and Know for 2024. There you go. That's what we got to do.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Roy. Thank you so much. All right, let's get into it right now. First song up on deck. Artist goes by the name of XO alongside of Mike B. And the song is called To the Floor. All right, let's check this one out and see what they're talking about. Go and Know.
To the floor, 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 to the floor. Let's go. Do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
Hot a big booty.
To the floor.
I said do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
Hot
a ratchet hoe.
To the floor.
Go do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
Hot
a single lady.
To the floor.
I said do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
To the floor. To the floor. To the floor. To the floor. Single for the night, homeboy, no comfort. Everything major, motherfucker hater. Keep shit
Do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
How the big booty.
To the floor. I said, do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
How the ratchet hoes.
To the floor. Go do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
How the single lady.
To the floor. I said, do it for me, babe, like it's your birthday.
Okay, the artist on that was XO alongside of Mike B, and that was called To The Floor. Now, if this is your first time being a part of the Go & Know or checking out the Go & Know, then understand we play the first minute and a half, the first 90 seconds of the song, because that's more than enough time to let you know and for you to know whether or not you like the song. All right, let's set it off. All right, the way it's supposed to be set off, Mr. Raw. All right, you're up first.
Well, being the in-house judge, I might add, I quite feel like this would be a great energy song. I could see a video and have some of the big booty girls in there, and I say, bravo, it's a go for me. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Ross on deck with it. All right, so you can see the big booty girls doing their thing. All right, Priest, what's your thoughts on the song? What do you think about it?
First thing I heard, peace to everybody in the house. First thing I heard in my mind was, what year did we wear our Saucony's? Remember them?
Who was that now?
That we wore Saucony's. What year was the Saucony's popular? I don't know about New York.
It
was popular about 88 or something like that, I think.
Okay.
I'm asking, but anyway, it took me all the way back there, okay? And then I said, this song sounds familiar, like, what's that dude, 50 Cent? The 50 Cent put out, it's your birthday, right?
Okay.
I'm trying to get something to make it work, bro, because that's all I could think about was when I wore the Coney.
Did you like the song?
Yeah, because I went back to Saucony's. Obviously, nobody in the house wore them shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, I was really out there.
Okay.
Yeah, the song took me
all right,
back.
All right.
The song took me back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Priest liked the song. All right, if you could decipher that, Priest did like the song. All right, took him back to the old school sneakers. So, yeah, he's rocking with it. All right. All right, honey, what do you think about the song?
Hey, what's up? Actually, I like this song, so it's a go. It made me actually want to twerk myself because, you know, I'm half Panamanian to make me want to throw it back a little bit and wind up. But the only thing that I did not like was more catered to the beat because that sound like a siren or whatever that was, whatever the effect it had, that kind of was irritating to me. But other than that, the beat was good. But that sounds like a song that I would request at the club, at a wedding, at an event. So it's a go for me.
All right. She's on board with the song also. Look like we're off to a good start. I got this 951 area code. They want to play along. 951, talk to me.
You already know, Boss Hizzle, my nizzle, Ask Our Records. I'm going to give it a go. It was a fun song. Wasn't all that lyrical, but it was definitely a fun song, like they say, club-type banger.
All right. Look like we're about to be unanimous on this one out the gate. All right. I still have Dan in the building. Dan, you still in the building?
The other day, Tuesday of this week.
Dan.
The most horrible ever.
Well, I guess he's doing something else right now. All right, people get distracted. You can't just get distracted on the radio. All right, you can't have other side conversations. All right, but nonetheless, look like we're off to a good start. Maybe we'll get Sedan back when he's unoccupied. All right, let's get on to this next song right now. Artist goes by the name of Tay Brown. All right, featuring Lil' Kim, actually, featured on this song. All right, this is called Love For You. Check this out. Let me know what y'all think about it. Go or no.
Yeah, on a flight to Florida, but I promise I got love for you. If I catch, I won't let it go, I'm pulling out that bra for you. The Freedom Boys ass head G, but I swear I still break the law for you. Do a lot of walking, but I swear I act the dog for you. in my life today, I promise I'm gonna be fine. See that pussy do not bring me peace, I'm throwing at the peace sign. Check the 30 on that jig, babe, I'm only popping these kinds. Yeah. If you got a problem, speak your truth, cause I can't read mine. Hold up, never mind. I'm the type of nigga that you never find. Get free all of my dummies, throwing number nines. Some niggas were not for me, I should never sign. Where you at? Up the block, with the gang, up the clock. Bitch, I ain't that surgery pop. Know the guy that smoked the pop. Make she was through the pop. We was never on the same boat, but lil' mama, I let you fry.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, on a flight to Florida, but I promise I got love for you. If I catch, I won't let it go, I'm pulling out that bra for you. The Freedom Boys, I said G, but I swear I still break the law for you.
All right, 90 seconds in, but we didn't hear Little Kim. All right, so you're going to have to stand on your own. That was Tay Brown, and this features Little Kim on the song. The song is called Love For You. All right, let's see the folks think about it. All right, we're going to go over to, let's go to Boss Hogg, Ascot Records. All right, what do you think about the song?
Not really my type of deal. Probably very marketable, though, you know what I'm saying? Sound like Drake to me. I don't really care for Drake.
Okay, okay. So Boss Hogg is anti-Drake, so I guess this puts him in that frame of mind, so he ain't messing with it. All right, honey, what do you think about the song?
Hey, what's up? Well, I think that that'll probably be something my kids will listen to, but I'm not saying that I hate it. I just it's not bad. I'll give it a go because it's something different. Something you could probably vibe with if you with that significant other, you know, on that level. It's a go.
All right, let's see. Priest, what do you think about the song?
I think I'm just saying that maybe they need to go back in the studio, remix it, bring those levels up. Because I can hear, I guess, Lil' Kim in the background, but she down there on the 3 and homie is up at a 7. And whoever the engineer was to the court that for the first minute and 90 seconds, 30 seconds. But, you know, it could work. It could work if we get a little work to it, put some spit and polish on it. We could turn it into something the way it's supposed to be, though. Get them levels right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Priest is like, we can polish it up a little bit more, though, but it's a go. It's a go. Let me see if I can get Sedan connected, see if he's not distracted at the moment, see if he had a chance to listen to that song. Sedan, are you in the building with us?
No. What I'm going to do, and see, you're stupid. You are so stupid. Stupid bitch. And I'm going to tell you why you're stupid. You're going to listen to me.
Stupid?
You can be mad at me in the morning. And I want you to be mad at me in the morning. I'm going to tell you some good shit. Yeah, light up that cigarette. I want to light up a cigarette, too. You fucking cunt bitch. You know what you're going to do?
I don't know what's going on with Sedan. Looks like we're having a couple of different conversations here.
I'm going to do some real wicked.
All right, well, I don't know. I get back to him behind the scenes, and I'll see what's going on with Sedan in a minute. But I don't know. Must be some weirdness going on. He was all right a minute ago. I don't know what's going on right now. But we'll get back to him and see if we can get that straightened out. Mr. Roy, I'm gonna give you the last word on this.
Ooh, that conversation was getting hot. Jeez, ooh, boy, you better check on Sedan. He don't want to do nothing wrong. But that song... anticipation made me wait for Little Kim, and then during the fact of me waiting for her, I didn't hear what Priest heard. I didn't hear Little Kim in the low part of it, so maybe I missed it. So if I did, that already says that it needs to go back for work, because I didn't notice that Little Kim was on the undertone, because I couldn't really tell. It just sounded like a lot of that music that's down here, you know, that struggling music, like In Your Feelings music, so I'm used to it, and it's okay. But if Lil Kim was in the bottoms and it wasn't mixed well, it needs to be done over.
Well, I didn't hear Well, I didn't hear Little Kim at all. I don't even think they got up to, you know, her verse, but maybe she did have a little, you know, vocal on the underpinning. I don't know. All right, but I guess we'll see about that song again. It looked like it was a pretty decent run on the song. I think people liked it for the most part. You know, not a banger, but I think people are on board with the song. All right, let's keep it going right now. Next song up on deck, artist goes by the name of Small God and is outside of Helly and also King Promise. And the song is called Oh My Days. All right, let's check the song out, see what's going on with this one. And let's check on Sedan, too, and see what's going on with him. All right, going up.
Small God. What they say, they really want to take my place. They really want to take my game. They could vibe in my veins. Oh my days, the dirty come with no test. They murder them with no test. They could vibe in my veins. They don't live in the life in a me shadow. Jano, tell me the agenda, I'm so proud of. Jano, think that you a leader, you just follow. Jano, once in all the bread, but now I got up. In my journey, please don't go around telling everybody we're betting. Oh, the loyalty, you give me a reason to question. You can't leave if you not bring good vibes in the me section. They can't replicate, can you see what me has a blessing? What a shame, they really want to take my place. They really want to take my game. They could vibe in my veins. Oh my days, the dirty come with no test. Rather than with no test, they could vibe in my veins.
My life is action movie. For the music I be blowing on like a zubi. When I link up, hit up, smoke out, oh, fine ladies. Nine piece in a doobie. Shorty by them bougie. Charlie, she know she bad out in the hoodie. Oh yeah, back to the matter. We the ones where they make, they the mentor. Where the music they enter. It a feel, I'm like something in India. I come home. That night never prosper. I didn't think to die in the para. Tell you one thing I matter. Yeah.
Please don't go around telling everybody.
All right, giving you some different vibes right there, different sounds, what's going down in the industry right now, a little Afro vibes. That was Small God alongside of Halle and King Promise. That was called Oh My Days. Mr. Raw, did you like that? You like that vibe?
Yeah, that was hard. I liked it. It sounded clean. Even though he did speak with the African accent, I was able to understand his words, you know. So that was one of the more better renditions of Afro beats that, you know, sometimes you're saying one thing and you don't know what they're really saying. But that was all right. It had a good rhythm. And it rocked pretty cool. I liked it. That's a go for me.
Okay. All right, Priest, what about you? What do you say?
Turn up the bass. Mix the bass in a little bit more. Because I was trying to figure out which island the people was repping. Which island? And it's some Caribbean island, but it's not Jamaica. It's something else. So I'm like, put the bass on that thing, man. Let's go. So when I go to the club, I like to get by the speakers and get to the bass. I fucks with it, though. I can. And I'm going to turn the bass up on that thing. So it's a go.
All right. Just need a little bit more bass to for Priest's liking. But he's on board with it. Looks like we're doing pretty good today for the first edition of Going No. Honey, what do you think about it?
Hey, I actually like it. It's a go because of all the songs that we've judged, sometimes I put my songs in categories. I have roadkill songs and songs that I would buy. I would buy that. You can't really buy stuff anymore. I would download it and put it on my playlist because I'm very picky about, you know, what's on my playlist, and that would definitely be one of them. That's a good workout song. It's a vibe.
Okay. All right. So Honey's on board with that one also. Let me see. Boss Hog.
Yeah, I'm definitely, it's a go for me. I like that Afro vibe thing. We actually got an artist named Jay Flash dropping in May, a track similar to that. So definitely a go for me.
All right. All right. Look like we're doing pretty well on today's edition of Go or No. And I got a few more joints on deck for y'all, but hold on tight. I'm going to take a quick break from this edition of Go or No, and I'm going to see if I can get Remedy Cold Sweat connected. All right. She's waiting in the wings to come on the airway. Let me see if I can get her connected, and we'll be right back to our Go or No. So in the meantime, let me jump over to this song right now from Ascot Records artist. This is Nicole Gobert, and this is called Renegade. Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, getting things together. Big shout out to Nicole Gobert, that joint called Renegade. Now, I think I have Ms. Remedy Cold Sweat. I think I have her connected in the building. Remedy, are you with me?
Yes, I am right here.
All right, definitely a pleasure to have you back with us. All right, welcome, welcome. All right, as always. Now, we're in the midst of the Go or No, so you're right in time. We got a few songs left on deck today, so we could definitely use your ear and expertise, all right, to help us out a little bit, all right? Anything you want to talk about real quick?
Gotcha. No, let's get to the Go or No.
Okay. All right. All right, hold on a second. Looks like I lost my... Uh-oh, looks like I lost my song right quick. Where'd it go? All right, but in the meantime, let me see. Looks like I lost my playlist right quick. Where'd it go? I still got a couple more songs on deck. We got a major artist in today's Go or No that we want to give a run to and give a test to. Where'd it go? Really? Y'all got to be kidding me. Look like my system that went kablooey right quick, but those songs look like they have disappeared. But let me jump to my telephone line real quick and see who this is on this 406 area code. 406, live on the air.
Hello, this is the Nightingale, Nicole Gobert. I got told by the boss at Ascot Records to call in. Hi, I'm the singer of Renegade.
Hey, how are you? How are you, Miss Gobert? Yeah, we just played We just played your song, your latest single, Renegade. Yeah, we just gave that a quick spin.
Oh, I'm so honored and humbled. Oh, my heart is just beating so fast. Thank you to everybody. I kind of dipped into my little bit of country roots. You know, I'm from Montana, so anybody that knows a good Renegade, I probably know a few. You probably are one.
Uh-oh, no, I don't know. I'm kind of boring sometimes. I'm kind of boring, but you know what I'm saying? I guess if I'm around the right people, you never know. But
you're cute. Well, I could turn you into a Renegade. You're the Nightingale. You're Nicole's Renegade.
Okay. All right. You hear that? Look like I've been scooped up. I've been stamped as a Renegade, y'all. All right. So if you see me out there running amok, all right, I've been sanctioned to run amok.
I really appreciate you. Like, I appreciate you just playing my music and everybody that listens. I'm just so honored and humbled. I just wanted to call in. I didn't want to interrupt you. I know how busy you are, Mr. DJ. So.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking some time to check out the show and the call in. But being that you are in the building, you can hang out with us for a few minutes and help us, critique these last couple of songs. Could you help us do that?
I would love to. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. All right, a couple more songs on deck. All right, let's see this next artist. Like I said, artist that we're all familiar with. All right, was a part of a huge group that unfortunately went through a tragedy. All right, this is Quavo on deck, and this is a new offering coming from him. Let's check this one out. This is called Himothy.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Ever since YRN, I've been talking my shit, nigga. Been led up, been chained up, nigga, this shit don't change us, nigga.
Just
been through a lot of fuck shit, nigga, but we gon' bounce back right up just like this, nigga.
Yeah.
Let me get my shit together, I got a jewel to catch. Fuck nigga always saying we together, wanna be a part of the flex. Y'all niggas that's not till no sign, making citizens arrest. I told the gang we gon' eat forever, I never let them start a death. Quavo, how you manifest? Cause I'm him in the flesh. In the same breath, I can show him how to scam American Express. I'm tired of you talking about him. Please let my nephew rest. Cause ain't nobody doing nothing, shit, fuck it all on, get pressed. Shut it down, baby, shut it down, Hunter, shut it down, it's a mess. Little bit of bill when we hit it and take it to pound town, meet me at UPS. Don't come around if you stand down, since you stand down, get a check. Got this shit out the mud, little nigga, if I get low shit, I'm making it scratch. Drop dead fresh like the mint. Yeah, them niggas was at the mint. Cold sweat geeking on the check. High fuck geeking shit. Every night I pray my niggas don't call collect. Having plenty of dog shit, go DM it.
Damn, son.
I'm going all gold bottles on a north side, Sean Carter. I didn't take the martyr cause it didn't go to Jimmy Carter. Trapping smarter, not harder. Scamming Wells Fargo in a charger. Want me to show you how to get to the top, nigga should've met me at the bottom. I never fall out with a nigga or a bitch over Instagram follow. I call all the Instagram models, tell them let's take a trip to Cabo. Shit, I'm pop my shit like, hey mama, call me Johnny Bravo. Yeah, bulletproof the Tahoe. Bitch, I'm the man, macho. Chop out the gym, nigga, we all trim. Making a movie ain't shit but film. Bad bitch, you gon' flip my field. He having so much shit with him. Peter not play with him. Got shooters in the crib, they stay with him. Checking my safe for M. Yeah, please go play with them. I'ma gon' say it, niggas can't fuck with your man.
All right, that was Quavo on that joint. The joint is called Himothy. Let's get some feedback from this for this song. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, please give me a quick assessment. All right, please get to the point of your go and no quickly, please. All right. Let's go to Boss Hogg first. Boss Hogg, what do you think about the song?
I'm going to give it a go.
All right, Boss Hogg is on deck with that. He's giving that one a go. All right, let's see. All right, Priest, what do you think about the song? Priest? Looks like he might be speechless for a minute. All right, we'll get back to him, maybe at a later point.
I was trying to say something nice, bro. I was working my words out. You know, I'm getting older these days. Because I be thinking, like, the engineer be missing some of the lows and the highs, but that's what I'm critiquing because I've been stuck in the studio for a couple of years. I say it'll go because it's out there, but go in the studio, take that piano down a couple of notches, man, and do the thing. Do the thing like you mean it. You know what I'm saying? Like that. But it's a go. I'm done.
Okay. All right, Priest says you got to improve the mix a bit. All right, Honey, what's your thoughts on the song?
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at it. Oh, Jesus. It's a go. It's a go. Yeah, I really can't talk too much about the engineering because my phone is kind of messed up. So I'm not in the engineering part, but it's a go.
All right, honey's on point with that joint. Look like we're doing pretty well on this Quavo joint. All right, Remedy Cold Sweat, what do you think about the song?
I'm going to go ahead and give that a go.
All right, you're going to give it a go also. We rocking real heavy. The ladies is rocking with it so far. All right, Miss Nightingale, all right, what do you think about it?
I'm going to say a no, only because, like, he's right about the piano. I was stuck on more of the piano. Take everything out but the piano, and I'll just listen to the piano. I've heard better songs by Quavo.
Okay.
Even the things, right, they're all good. Migos always comes hard, though.
All right, you said you heard better songs from Quavo. So, all right, Quavo, you hear that? You could do a little bit better, according to the young lady there. All right, let me get the final word from Mr. Raw. All right, let me see about getting the final word from Mr. Raw. Is also K-Swiss in the building? Oh, yeah, she's in the building. Let me see about getting the word from her first. All right, K-Swiss, what do you think about the song?
I'll give it a go, but it does need some some tweaking or remixing a little bit. But overall, you know, I give it a go.
Okay. Look like we are definitely doing well today's Go or No. All right, our first edition back. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the last word.
It's a go for me.
All right, Mr. Roy saying it's a go also. All right, look like that's pretty much not a totally a clean sweep. Ms. Gobert didn't like the song, but yeah, a lot of likes on that song, so I guess we'll keep it around a bit. All right, let's keep this moving right now. Got three more songs on deck. Next artist goes by the name of Lady O, and this song is called What It Do. All right, let's check it out, and let's see what it do. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, Go or No.
Blind swag for this motherfucker.
That was Lady O on that joint. It's called What It Do. All right, once again, that's Lady O, and the song is called What It Do. All right, let me go. Let me get Remedy to set this one off. Remedy, what do you think about Lady O?
That I like it. It's a nice club banger, and it may just be my phone, but it sounded like it was like she was singing through a cup or whatever, you know, so to speak. But other than that, I'll give it a go. I like it.
Okay. All right. Remedy got that energy today. So if you like the song. All right. Let's see. All right. Hold on a second. Don't do that. Okay. There we go. Let me keep it going with the ladies right now. Let me see what Honey thinks about the song. Honey, what do you think?
It was good. It's a go. It's a go.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Nicole Gobert, see if she feels the same way. What's her thoughts on this song? What do you think about this one, Nicole?
Lady O was so cute. That was cute. I like her style. She did sound a little you know, muffled or something. Maybe it was just my phone, but very cute. I would buy that and dance in the club.
Okay, so you're going to dance in the club off that one. All right, the ladies is rocking with it so far. All right, Tay Swiss, what do you think about that last artist, Lady O?
I'm going to say no. The only thing I felt she had going for her was the beat.
All right, so the beat pretty much carried that song, and, like, the lyrics just wasn't doing it for you.
No.
Okay, got you, got you. All right, I got my dude Big Maka in the building. All right, let me see if he had a chance to check out that song. All right, he's been checking out the show during the course of the day. Maka, you have a chance to check out that last song?
No, I kind of came in on the end of it. I had to do something.
Okay. All right, we got a couple more joints. Let's see if we can get your opinion on those joints. All right, let me go to Boss Hogg. All right, the man over there at Ascot Records. All right, Boss Hogg, what do you think about the song?
Ascot in the building. Shout out to my girl, Honey. She kind of put me on the level. She in that pocket where Honey at. Shout out to Honey. But like the lady said before, I think she probably could work on the mixing. The delivery was a little, I don't want to hate, man. Damn. I'm going to go ahead and give her a go.
All right. Well, I mean, it's not hate. You know what I'm saying? Just got to be honest. You know, that's why, you know, the industry is what it is. Not enough honesty. Got to keep it 100 with these artists. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep it 100 at all times. Let me go to Priest right now. Priest, what's your thoughts on the song?
My thoughts are and is that I hadn't been to a strip club in 40 years. So you can take it for that right there. And all the popping and all the lyrics, I was like, I can't go with the lyrics. I got to see the work. You got to show me the work. So I'm going to go head out to the strip club and check it out again and see if it's the same old, same old. But that music ain't, I don't want to hear that when I get there, though. I want to see that when I get there, but I don't want to hear that.
All right, so you giving that song a no?
I'm giving it a no because if it take you where you can listen to it and go, am I erotic off of this? Or is this really making me think about it? You know, because when you go to a strip club, you're thinking about, you know, the thing. So that song wasn't making me think about that thing, the thing. It was like, come on, shorty, pop that thing for real.
Okay.
Pop it like you mean it. Go back in the studio. Let's go back in the studio. No, it's not going to work right like it is.
That's what it is. It didn't do nothing for Priest. It didn't make him want to do what it do. So, all right, Lady O, you got to go back to the drawing board on that one as far as Priest is concerned. All right, Mr. Roth?
Beat, yes. When she first came in with that hook, it was so high-pitched, it was getting on my nerves. And then when she came with the verse, it kind of saved her because she took her octave down a little bit. And I was able to understand her words, even the booty hole part, whatever she said. So it fits the genre, you know. There's a lane for it, so that'll be something that somebody listens to because the beat's solid. I can imagine those 808s in a large setting. So it's a go for that. Just redo the hook though, but it's a go.
Okay. All right. Two more joints up on deck today. All right, this next one also features a major artist. Let's see if we get to him before we got to cut the song. But the artist goes by the name of Kenya Vaughn, and it features Music Soul Child on this joint. The joint is called Summer. Let's check this out and see what it do. Going no. Summer's on the way. Can't get here quick enough for me, though.
Gotta get to work, cause my boss be stressing. Back and forth and forth and back texting. Fed up, why they keep on testing my patience, baby? I'm tired of your complaining. Just give it up, I'm frustrated. Think I might need some space. I need some peace, so go to giving my love. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna get away from it all. Disappear, go somewhere to clear my mind of all. If I had my way, I'd pack my bags and leave today. Take a plane and escape to some place where summer never ends. Where there's blue skies and sunshine and summer.
call boat or plane to somewhere where they don't even understand our language. You can get your feet wet, deep breath, reset, sip a drink, do some naughty things and watch the sunset. Run that, let me help you get your peace back, release that. I believe that I could ease that, I can make it better, baby. Just bump in your heart and I'm guarding like walls on a fortress.
Okay, okay, got a little vibe going on right there. All right, artist goes by the name of Kenya Vaughn. That's alongside of Music Soul Child. The joint is called Summer. All right, joint is called Summer. Let me see who I want first on this one. I think I'll go to Nicole on this one. See what she has to say. Nicole, what do you think about this song?
Oh, that's got that vibe, like you said, that pocket, very Doja. And Music Soul Child, you can't go wrong. But, yeah, that's that pocket that's really sitting big right now. I can see it. Very New York, very summer. Oh, my gosh, I want to sing with them. And Nightingale wants to chirp and tweet in that song. Yes, go. Yum.
Okay.
Kiss it.
All right. That's what it is. She's on board with it. She's excited. All right. Let's see who's next on deck. All right, let me get some feedback from K-Swiss next. K-Swiss, what do you think about that song? All right, Kenya Vaughn alongside of Music Soul Child. What do you think?
I really liked it. I would have liked to have heard it all the way to the end, really. No, it's a go. Definitely a go. She's got a good flow and swing with it. You know, it makes you bop. Not bop,
right.
You know, sway bop.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. My K-Swiss is loving it. She wanted to hear the whole song. All right. People don't say that much. So that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. All right. Remedy, what do you think about the song?
I'm fucking with it. That's definitely go for me. Definitely.
All right. That's something you didn't put on the playlist. You're going to have that rocking in the house. You're going to have that vibing.
I like.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. ASCOT Records, you next up on deck. What do you think?
You already know what I think. Production, vocal delivery, songwriting, everything top tier. It's a go for me.
All right, excellent. All right, let me get some feedback from my dude, Big Maka. All right, see if he had a chance to check out that joint. Maka, what do you think about that?
Well, it put me in the mind of Dr. Buzzard's Original Savannah Band and Domino Ghetto Jam. Remember that joint? It put me in the mind of that.
Yep.
I'll give it a go. It had a smooth undertow to it. It was cool. I'll give it a go.
Dr. Buzzard's Savannah Band. All right. Shay
LeBron.
All right, my
girl had that sound.
On the back of the that's what it is. He dipped back to class for that one, boy.
She had a sound. She sounded like that. And then man, when he started flowing with the rhyme, it was like Domino's meets Savannah Band. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. Yeah, all right, no doubt. I'm a man with the mix right there. That might be a blend. Got to check that out. All right, that's what's up. All right, let me see who else I got on deck right now. Let me go to Honey, see what she thought. Honey, what do you think about that song?
Hey, I love that song. It was incredible. I mean, her voice was so amazing, dynamic, loved it, loved the energy, like she did it perfectly. And if they have any other songs, if they ever need a songwriter, I'm a lyricist too. I write R&B for those that don't know. Holler at me. I don't charge a lot, and sometimes I don't charge at all. But if they have any other songs, and if not just them, but anybody that needs a lyricist, hit me up. I write R&B, country, rap, whatever genre, let me know. And that was great,
right.
And I give it a go.
All right, give it a go, and give it a little plug at the same time. All right, check out Honey for them songwriting capabilities. All right, Mr. Priest, what do you think about the song?
Boy, that's how you do a song, right there. Give me a girl, let me slow dance, man. Good gracious, that's a good go. I would move that all over the country so people could stop arguing and grab the girl and start slow dancing. Whoa! Everything was proper on the song. Do you hear me? All right, it's a go.
Our priest excited. He's loving the vibes on that one, too. All right, across the board, we're doing well. All right, Mr. Roy, you get the final word once again.
Well, you know, I'm a big Music Soul Child fan. got all his music. So once you put him on a song, that chemistry, the genius of them using the back in the day, the rap with against I'm a Let It Go melody, I love that. The way she was singing that against it, and it made it fit. That's hard. That'll go on my playlist and get rotations all week long. So that's a hit for me.
All right. So look for that one, another one. All right, in rotation here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, one more song on deck for today. Let's see what this one do. Artist goes by the name of Bo Kane. All right, and the song is called Betrayed. All right, I guess we've all been there one time or another, right? Let's see what this gentleman is talking about. Let's see what his story is. All right, let's get into it right now. Go or no?
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't need this shit.
I don't need this shit.
I can do bad on my own, so I'm about to leave this bitch.
I'm about to leave this bitch.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I feel so betrayed. When I first met you, baby, everything was all good, cause you knew I could for you and I took you out the hood. Hell it down as a man did everything I should, but you ain't play your part and do everything you could. Now nothing's ever good enough and everything's a problem, but you wasn't talking shit when you was working at McDonald's. Old driving ass bitch poking holes in my condoms, trying to trap me with a kid so you can be my baby mama. You got your hair done, nails done, but didn't pay the rent. Going shopping, buying bullshit with the money that you spent. You don't pay no bills or cook no meals or clean up the house. All you do is run your mouth with your ass on the couch. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't need this shit.
I don't need this shit.
I can do bad on my own, so I'm about to leave this bitch.
I'm about to leave this bitch.
Alright, sound like my man is about done. Sound like he's fed up. Okay, all right, that was Bo Kane on that joint. The song is called Betrayed. My man definitely written on that. We like, look, I done had enough of this bullshit. The hell's going on around these parts? All right, so Remedy, what do you think? I hear you over there laughing. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm laughing too. Yes, I get it, and I understand his motion. I'm going to go ahead and give it a go.
You like that? You like that?
I get it. It's cool. Yeah, fine. You can express his emotion. I hear him. He's sorry.
Sorry, what you trying to say? In his feelings right now? He in his feelings? That's what you trying to say?
Yeah, he feels some type of way, and that's how he expressed it. That's why he getting a go from me. Other than that, he got me fucked up.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Yeah,
let's give him a go. I like it, though.
That's what's up. Let's keep this going with some more feedback. All right, Priest, let's go to you. What do you think about the song? What do you think about Bo Kane and Betrayed?
Well, it sounds like an anthem. It was about right, because sound like homeboy spends about $250,000 before he figure it out. Like, she got her hair done, nails done. She can't cook, can't clean. Get out of here. I like the tune. I like it.
Okay. All right. Getting some more feedback from the fellas to start on this one. This is funny. All right, boss, what do you think?
Hey, that was the most creative, well-executed shit I heard in a long time. Shout out. That's a go for me.
That's a go for Boss Hogg. He's on deck with that. All right, let me see about my man Big Maka. Maka, what's your thoughts on the song?
What up, yo? I feel like the song, it might not be something that gets played all the time. People might not want to hear it all the time because it seems like a vibration. It takes the vibration down. But I like it because it fits the signs of the times. Most of these women out here these days can't cook. Lazy, want to sit and watch TV or whatever they do all day, play the game. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like it fits the signs of the times. And most brothers want to say some shit like that, but they can't really put the words to the right way.
So my man get props for putting it out there for the brothers who can't say what he said because they want to say it. So it gets a go for me.
All right, Marcus, Mark is on point. He says the sign of the times. Say it's the sign of the times. All right, let me see. Let me get a word from Mr. Roy. All right, Mr. Roy, what do you think? All right, well, I guess we know what Mr. Roy said.
Weekly rotation. Big up.
Okay. Okay. All right, Mr. Roy's with it. He's loving it. All right, I guess that's gonna become I guess that's gonna become a Mr. Roy anthem over there. He's on board with it. All right, giving it the super thumbs up, giving it the giving it the air horn and everything. All right, let me get the ladies on deck. Let me get some feedback from the ladies now. Or should I say the rest of the ladies that's in the building with us today. All right, honey, what do you think about the song? What do you think about Bo Kane and Betrayed?
Hey, what's up? Betrayed was good. I think I would be requesting that song. I wish they had, like, a female version for, you know, for the males. But, yeah, I know some of my homies be telling me the things that he said that the women didn't do. I know that's real, and I like real music, so big ups to the artist that did that song. I forgot his name, excuse me. But I liked it, and it's definitely a go. And like I said, they need to have a female, like a talkback type of version. I think that would be dope, but it's a go.
Okay. Right, no doubt. Now, actually, that's a subject we've talked about here. That's something that I definitely think is missing from the industry. There needs to be a lot of response songs, but I'm not quite sure whether this one needs one. I think maybe it needs to stand on its own. I think there's always been a lot of female-orientated songs in the market. You know, my man Marcus said that he doesn't know whether or not it would get, you know, a lot of play or not, but there's been a lot of female-orientated songs, you know, but he's probably right because of, you know, the way that the market is set up. I think a song like that would probably be frowned upon, you know. You know, definitely like the female population would have a lot to say. They probably, you know, shout that song down a lot and call it a lot of different kind of things. But, you know, the way that the market is set up, that song may not exist on a certain level, but, you know, on a street level, on a hood level, you know, it very well may become an anthem, you know, for the fellas, I guess. But we'll have to see. Let me see. Nicole, what do you think about the song? What's your thoughts?
I enjoyed it. I like the tone of his voice. It reminds me kind of Dax right now. Like, I like who said the sign of the times, that delivery is sort of in that same realm and very truth about your surroundings. Like, I kind of like men empowerment, you know. I kind of like that he was saying things and was brave enough to say them like he said them. So he ruffled my feathers. The Nightingale gives it a go. Yes.
Okay.
And I like his voice.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. K-Swiss, you get the last word on the song. What do you think about it?
I really like his voice. I really do. I agree with Nicole. I'd like to hear something else by him. I get what you mean about it might not fit in the hood or in certain parts, only because he was nice about what he had to say. You know what I mean? He wasn't mean about it. He's telling it like it is. And to me, that's fresh. I would listen to it, but you're right. It might not go over well around, but I think if people listen to it enough, it might just take off, and some of the other artists might change how they deliver it. You know what I mean? He was nice. He wasn't being mean.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you mean. I think that, you know, there's a place for everything in the market, and this song is no different. The only problem is, you know, a lot of times these type of songs can only exist in one direction. Like, we could have a song like, you know, No Scrubs, for instance, or we could have a song like, put a ring on it, you know what I'm saying, or one of the, you know, Beyonce songs. And we could have a song like that, and a song like that could become very big, and it could become a hit. But when you turn those songs around and you put the male perspective on it, now it turns into misogyny, right? It turns into misogyny. Never mind that the songs coming from the other perspective could be construed as being misandrist. What's misandrist, Sincere? Oh, you never heard of that word? What is the reason for that? Look that up, all right? It's the polar opposite of a word that you're very familiar of, misogyny, all right? But that's indicative of the kind of the climate where you'll be very familiar with one but totally unaware of its exact opposite. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, giving you some food for thought right quick along with this music. I appreciate everybody coming through for this first official edition of the Go and Know. Big shout out to everybody in the building. Big shout out to the good folks over at Ascot Records hanging out with us today. All right, I'm going to jump back into a little bit more music and have a little bit of conversation. Hopefully y'all hang out with me for a bit. I'm sorry, Mr. Moore.
I got an opportunity since Miss Honey stuck it out with us, and she's been so patient. I think I got her music up in there, so we only it's only right that we play her joint. So if we got some time.
Okay. All right, we could definitely get to that. All right, we definitely got a little bit more time in today's show. Like I said, I got some things that I definitely want to touch on today as far as the, you know, some of the things that have been transpiring over the past month, because there has been a bit. There has been a bit, from the salacious, you know, to the political, you know, from the latest, P. Diddy BS. You know, he's been accused once again of, sexual improprieties. This one directed toward a male, one of the producers on his last product. So, you know, he's back out in the news again, and not in a good way. We've also seen Lifetime put out another one of their infamous documentaries. This one, you know, once again, on the other side of things, we've seen them, you know, do different things with Bill Cosby and R. Kelly, you know, surviving the whole R. Kelly series and things like that. And a lot of people were on board with that, and, you know, they cheerleaded that. Now it's coming from the other side of things. You know, they got their focus on a female. Now, they received some backlash from it. They did a recent documentary on Wendy Williams, like the infamous Wendy Williams. A lot of us, you know, grew up with her, so to speak, and we watched her, her rise, you know, in the entertainment industry, you know, from radio to TV and becoming, you know, as she built herself as the opposite of Howard Stern, being the queen of all media, you know, as it were. And, you know, they did a recent documentary on her that didn't necessarily paint her in the best light. Now, I didn't watch it no more than I watched the R. Kelly documentaries they have done. I have a tendency not to involve myself in things like that when I perceive them as being, you know, little more than salacious hit pieces on the people that they are focused on. But in this case, you know, we've seen Wendy's career and the way that she, you know, came to fame and came to prominence, you know, basically being you know, a modern-day gossip columnist, you know, as it were, you know, on the radio and putting a lot of people's business out there, or, you know, what was thought about certain kind of things, or, you know, behind-the-scenes information that she may have had access to, you know, being in the industry on that level at that time, and definitely put things out there that some of the folks may not have wanted put out there. People even reference certain kind of things on record. In relation to Wendy Williams, I'm thinking of a Jay-Z song in the back of my head right now where, you know, he referenced certain kind of things. There's a infamous clip of Whitney Houston taking Wendy Williams to task, you know. So she was definitely somebody who had a lot to say about a lot of people, and a lot of people didn't like it. But now apparently those tables have turned, and, you know, she's been put in a certain kind of situation, a certain kind of light in that documentary with Lifetime trying to make a buck off of her current suffering, as it were, because, you know, she's been going through some things in relation to her health in the past couple of years. So, you know, we definitely, you know, wish her well in regards to that. That's something else that, you know, dropped during the month of February. Then you have your boy Donald Trump, all right? You have your boy Donald Trump with the Trump sneakers, All right, if y'all seen the gold, red, white, and blue Trump sneakers, Mr. Roy, have you seen the Trump sneakers?
Oh my God. And the price. First of all, when am I gonna wear that? I'm never gonna wear those. Sorry. I'm not. Unless you change, you put a wig on my head and change with a red nose and call me bozo. You know, hell no. I'm not wearing them. And if the hood think that they good, that's on y'all. But me personally, nah, I'm not going to wear them. And who would spend that money if I had it to pay? Unless you just buy them as a collector's item and say, you know what, at least I got one. That's different. But to say that I'm going to rock them, wear them, and I love them proudly, not going to be able to do it. Sorry.
All right, Remedy, how about you? Have you seen those Trump sneakers?
No, I have not, and I did not know that he had sneakers. And I don't think I would wear any pair, not even a knockoff pair.
Well, yeah, he put out a pair of high top sneakers. They're gold color.
He should have put out a lipstick. He should have put out a lace wig.
Put out a what?
A lace wig.
A lace wig.
Lace wig? Okay. That might be something he got.
You're acting like you don't know. You know how to shave the sides and glue the wig down and make it look natural? A lace wig?
Wow. All right, how about
for
that?
For men, it's called a toupee. For men, it's called a toupee. So it would have to be
a lace
toupee. I mean, it used to be in the old school classic sense, but I've seen some of the stuff these guys be doing now, and I don't know. I think they be putting wigs on, man. It ain't no toupee no more. They just putting on wigs, and they got their own lace front, and they doing Instagrams. And just a whole lot of what somebody like me, all right, somebody that comes from the old New York, there's just a bunch of weirdo shit going on in the barbershop now. There's a bunch of weirdo shit that be going on, and I don't even feel comfortable calling some of these places barbershops because that's just a little bit too much. Fellas, stop. All right, fellas, please stop. All right, don't go to the barbershop and get the, you know, I mean, because I've seen dudes, I mean, you could be, you know what I'm saying, you could walk in 1 minute looking like George Jefferson. The next minute you walk out, you got the 360 waves going on. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, what? I don't know.
I've seen the braids and the dreads.
All right, but it's definitely crazy out there. But we want to stay on these sneakers a bit. But, yeah, Trump got these gold sneakers, these red, white, and blue at the cuff around the ankle. And the rest of the shoe is gold. And it has, like, the T on it on the side for Trump. And he wants $400. All right, he wants $400 for these sneakers, all right? $399 is the price on these sneakers. And, you know, they basically, if not directly, indirectly, and subliminally, really being marketed to the black community, because where do most of these, you know, the sneakerheads reside, you know, except in the black/urban community, all right? So the idea is to kind of pitch this because there's been, you know, quite a number of people over the past couple of years, you know, from the black community, from the urban community that have gravitated toward Trump. All right. There's absolutely no doubt about that. There's a lot of folks that, you know, identify with him for different kind of reasons and or who look at him as being, you know, a very viable alternative to the Democratic Party and what's currently going on with the current administrations and past Democratic administrations and how issues in the country are dealt with. And, you know, it's kind of a funny thing to watch, you know, saying that this is something that Trump would choose to do. He was also in front of a crowd not too long ago. I wish I had pulled some of the audio, but he was in front of a black conservative organization. They had a conference not too long ago, and he was in front of the crowd. He gave one of his, you know, famous speeches and, you know, said a few different kind of things that, you know, would definitely raise, you know, some eyebrows and such. But, you know, during the month of February, they always seem to pile this stuff on. You know, there's one other thing. I really wish I had pulled this other audio, but there's one other thing that I definitely want to talk about, but we're going to come back and we're going to get into that just a little bit. All right, 563-999-3050. All right, Mr. Roy, if you got that song together, let's see about pulling that song up right now for the good folks over at Ascot Records. You got that song, that Honey On Mine, ready? Let's give that a spin if you be so kind.
Well, can we have Honey introduce that song herself and let her, you know, she's been so patient and she came on and, she did her thing. So, Honey, bring us in and let us know that the name of that song.
Hi, everybody. Thank y'all so much for keeping me in rotation. I really appreciate y'all. I can't talk. This is my song, my new single called All Mine, and courtesy of Ascot Records. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey, let it work. Oh.
Hey. Turn my track up. Y'all don't hear me, though. Turn the light slow. Got a lick it slow. Ayo, check it. Bust it. Wide open. I don't like to tell my love and hell is all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to tell my love and hell is all mine. I'm about to die, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got you back from someone till the end of time. Give me all that good loving cause it's all mine. Hit the pussy up and give the ass a smack. Hit it from the back, fuck me slow like that. Spit on a click, better use your tongue. Let you know what you're doing and make me come. Left leg down, right leg on your neck. Suck it while you're driving, about the car was a wreck. Say you want to eat, I got your plate. I can tell that you're starving and you can't wait. I'ma push your face in it. Love the way you tasting it. Lick it all up, no wasting it. I'm unique, no replacing it. I don't like to tell my love and hell is all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't pretend, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to tell my love and hell is all mine. I'm about to die, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back, we're showing till the end of time. I don't like to share my love and hell is all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't pretend, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. Step one, put your ass on the bed. Step two, I'ma give you some head. Step three, I'ma spit on the tip. Step four, I'ma ride that dick. Step five, you don't know how to act. Step six, make you come back to back. Step seven, hit it from the side. Get inside. Been 6 years and I'm ready to go. Gonna give you a private show. I'ma suck on your balls, can't tell me to stop. Then I'ma make you get on top. I don't like to share my love and hell is all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't pretend, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell is all mine. I'm nobody's side, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back from someone till the end of time. Give me all that good loving cause it's all mine.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. New music, new artist on deck. She's in the building. All right, Honey. All right, that was her new single, that joint called All Mine. Dirty Basement Radio, that's definitely how we get it in. All right, if you got hot new music, this is definitely the place to have it heard. All right, let's keep it going with the ladies right now. Got my girl Remedy also in the building hanging out with us. All right, a lot of ladies in the building today having a real good time. All right, let's keep it going right now. This is Pushing My Buttons.
Toes in your mental. Why you all in my business? Don't hear call me missus. All the nonsense you can keep it. Cause that's bullshit that you speaking. Like a church with shady beacons. Oh my god, is you tweaking?
I do this like beeping.
You know my last name.
With the shit that got on, I'm like a ticking time bomb. Flick up the wrist and fly gone. Fist to the lip, Tyson. Top in my whip and right on. See the ice on my arm. Hell yeah, I sound the alarm. Hell yeah, I sound the alarm.
Riverty. Pushing my butt. Pushing my butt. Y'all be pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons. Y'all go
fucking cabbage. Look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane. You know, it's Remedy. Now my picture's in the DMs. Ask that Korean Stevens. Did you see him for reasons? The season's complimentary. Demons on my sleeve. And for you niggas, you can get the middle finger. Tuck up your finger. That's a nigga stupido. With no bank club. May I say no more? Y'all pros. No bottles. Y'all hoes. No dollars. Y'all pros. Got problems. I got foes. Hey, holla. They got both. Didn't bother. On my soap. On my father. Y'all just pushing me harder. And I enjoy, but go harder. It might be hard to swallow. Cause I'm a tough act to follow. Some might say I'm just a problem. That's sayonara and adios. Better luck tomorrow. Watch me.
Pushing my buttons. Pushing my buttons. Y'all be pushing my buttons. Pushing my buttons. Y'all gon' make me lose it like some vision and the stupid. All I want is time to make it. Step by all me. Pushing my buttons. Pushing my buttons. Y'all be pushing my buttons. Pushing my buttons. Y'all gon' make me lose it like some vision and the stupid. All I want is time to make it. Step by all me. All that talking and scheming will get you put in the deep end. So bitches, don't be sneak dissing. Y'all niggas is snakes. Be hissing out in my lane. Y'all be missing. I'm on a mission. No pretending, I'm feeling bags with digits. Not to mention, fuck around, lay you down. Spitting 30 rounds of ammunition. Fuck up your life, you got the wrong extension. I'm that bitch, I'm that with bad intentions. Vodka overfilling my cup and buzz rolled all in my blood. Center stage in front page. He stage, she stage, sock is paid. No delay, I take bites. I have got skimmy face. I'm the army base. Remedy, don't cloud chase. Just take a closed case.
What's good, everybody? This is your girl Mona, and I tune in to Dirty Basement Radio every Saturday so I can hear DJ Sincere make it do what it do, baby.
That ain't my business no more. And since you ain't the man that I'm used to, you're used to not living here no more. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already were told. And it's a low-down shame that will bought your soul. And what Steven said it, it was your way to go. I know you got a chick on his side. You've been running and ducking and trying to hide. You a dog to tell with no pride. I know you got a chick on his side. Saw y'all coming out the store the other day. You didn't turn around when I yelled your name. And this ain't no new game you're coming with. I told you from the deal I'm the ace of spades. And I don't know what you done heard, but the lies you're selling, they already been sold. And it's a low-down shame the devil bought your soul. And what Steven said it,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dirty Basement Radio doing it for the ladies. All right, as we get ready to get on out of here, you just finished listening to Mona Smith, and that was Side Chick. Before that, you listened to my girl Remedy Cold Sweat and Pushing My Buttons. And before that, you heard Honey's new joint with All Mine. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist best friend. Big shout out to everybody in the building. I came through today. Big shout out to Nicole Gobier. Hanging out with us, always having a good time when that young lady is on the airwaves with us. I thank you so much for coming through. Big shout out to all the good folks over at Ascot Records, including Miss Gobier, for hanging out, coming through and showing their love and support, rocking out with us on today's edition of Go and Know. Big shout out to my dude Big Maka. Big shout out to Case Swiss. And also big shout out to Sedan. All right, I chopped it up with him off the air behind the scenes. Apparently he definitely is going through some things. I made some joke about drinking, but apparently it does have to do with some painkillers. So, you know, we'll give him some grace. All right, I think he was a little bit loopy, all right, a bit earlier in the show. So we'll give him a little bit of grace on that joint. Big shout out to my dude DJ Itchy Pomona. He'll be back in the building tomorrow. Scheduled to be in the building tomorrow, actually, and for the Retro Future Radio Show here on Dirty Basement Radio. So make sure that you tune in to him starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For my people on the West Coast, that's 5 o'clock. Right, on the West Coast. I tune into my dude DJ Itchy Pomona and the Retro Future Show. And to get back with it on Monday, Priest will be back in the building. Right, for the listening room, Philly. Priest, you got anything lined up for us in particular for the Monday show?
Yeah, I'm trying to take up a couple $1,000 from everyone on the show so I can buy me some Trump tennis shoes. I'm gonna buy me the whole rack.
Are you gonna get some shoes?
I'm gonna get out of the 100 pairs. And then we're gonna double the price by the time he don't win the election. Right before.
Okay.
Double the price.
Well, now if he does win the election, you know the price on them shoes is gonna go through the roof. So that might not be a bad investment, you know what I'm saying? He rolled the dice with it.
Right.
You might do well, because you know, if he ends up recapturing the White House, then you know, the price on those shoes, you know, might go from $400 to $4,000 a pair. They'll definitely become you know, more and more. I don't know. Have to see, right? Have to see. You might be onto something, Bree.
That's how I was at. And last thing for me, right? The ladies with the last four or five songs, y'all got that shit going. Oh, I'm going somewhere where I can hear that music, even if I got to play it myself. So I got a chick on the side. Whoa! Oh, good grace, girl. That's Mona. Yeah, I like her music. And honey, I'm just call you honey. Don't no man get mad because I call her honey, because she is honey. And Remedy Cold Sweat, yeah, y'all be doing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank y'all for putting y'all music on Dirty Basement. I like shit. I'm out of here, man. Y'all done made me almost burn up my spaghetti.
What's that, Remedy?
I told him thank you.
Thank you for thanking me, too. You putting out that proper music. I'm like, I ain't had to say nothing about the engineering, the voice. I could feel the whole vibe. I was like, I don't know where I'm going to hear that music at, but we're going to have to help you get it out there. I don't have that problem, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
If that's how I would do, yeah, man, we do this over here on Dirty Basement. We get your music all the way out there. Now, it don't mind us if we put a little pan out or a little jar out after you get a little, just a pan or a jar, we just gonna put that out. You know what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
All right.
Doing,
all right.
We're doing
All right, Mr. Ward, you got any last words? We're going to get ready to close it out. I'm going to close it out with another Miss Gobier song, since you've been so kind to hang out with us for the remainder of the show. But, Mr. Ward, you got any last words?
Definitely just salute to everybody who tuned in, man. Appreciate it every week. And just look out for what we got going on throughout the week. Everybody have a blessed week and be safe out there.
All right, that's what it is. All right, Ms. Gobert, as we get ready to get on out the door, we're going to close out today's show with another one of your songs. All right, that first single, that Too Late Now. All right, we definitely appreciate you rocking out with us. All right, we're going to get ready to get on out the door. You got anything you want to say before we go? Nightingale? No, I thought I still had her with me. All right, but she may have gotten a little bit distracted, but we definitely got her in the building. But thank you so much for rocking out with us, everybody, today. All right, y'all take care and be safe. Peace.